When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Tuesday, my darlings. It is time for our Tune In Tuesday practice. I would love to continue in the spirit of this week's theme, which is actually building on last week's theme of the week, which is around the letting go. For us to take a moment right now to contemplate and inquire into something that is weighing us down. And I don't want to pick this as a topic for it to bum us out or to bring any negativity into our lives or anything around that, but for us to feel more clarity and to really be clear around what it is that's actually weighing us down. Because that's the thing about life, right? Oftentimes, the heaviest baggage that we carry, we don't even realize that it's baggage until we become completely overwhelmed. So maybe the thing that you want to let go of or put down is something that you've been carrying for a long time and you didn't even know it's becoming heavy until you start to feel it in your body, you feel it in your heart, you start getting resentful, you feel ill, it starts to manifest in different ways in your life, just this heavy feeling, right? Which is the feeling of lugging things around that no longer serve us. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So today's practice is about identifying the thing that we are carrying with us that just isn't helpful anymore. We're contemplating something we would feel lighter if we were able to let go of. Something that if you can imagine a world where you let go of this thing completely and you know it would bring you a feeling of peace and lightness in your heart. If you want to journal on this topic, our journaling prompt for today is, I would feel lighter if I let go of. I would feel lighter if I let go of. So whether you are journaling on that later or not, take a moment right now just to sit with the contemplation of this exact topic. What is something you would feel lighter if you were able to actually release from your life? Take a breath and let the answer to that question come from the depths of your heart. So don't think your way to the answer, but feel the answer because you know it's already there. You know that there is something weighing you down that you've been carrying for a while, something you feel ready to release from your life. And that could be a relationship, it could be a person, it could be a pattern that you have with people or with yourself, it could be a habit that isn't serving you, it could be something material, something you actually want to get rid of from your house or from your belongings. Right? It could also be a thought pattern or maybe something around your inner critic, right? What is something you want to release?
Maybe the thing you want to let go of is actual baggage, right? Just the deep memories of something really hard or really painful that happened to you long ago. Perhaps you're unconsciously carrying around a really heavy backpack full of trauma and you're ready to put it down and move on. Notice what feels like the truth to this question. You would feel lighter if you let go of. And now the point of this practice isn't for it to solve all of our problems or for it to magically completely change all of our lives, but to get clarity around what is weighing you down right now. So you can start to actually identify and maybe even separate a little bit the thing that weighs you down so it doesn't feel like it's overclouding or weighing down your entire life. Right? There is a huge release that comes along with realizing that actually this one thing or this one area of my life or this one habit, this one person is weighing me down. It's not everything feels heavy. It's this one single area of my life. It becomes much more manageable once we have clarity around that. So the point is not to fix anything. It's just to use this as a practice to gain more clarity into your life. I would feel lighter if I let go of. Sit with that for as long as it makes sense. I highly recommend you spend at least 15 minutes journaling on this prompt because it's a really good one. And it's one of those prompts that we can take with us into our lives and it will change and shift and you will find new answers to that question every single month. What are you ready to release? Today is the day to figure that out. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.